The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. It is Tuesday. Why are people looking through my window pointing fingers? Do you see something that I don't see? I'm sorry? Michael? Michael, what is he saying in there? Yes?
Butterfinger.
Oh, my God. Okay. Send him back to his room right now and tell him he gets no dinner. At any rate, welcome to the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen. One of the strangest intros I've ever done. It is Tuesday, already the 12th of June, 2012. And I have with us today Robbie Noel. Hello, Robbie.
How you doing, John?
Ah, fair to middling, mostly good. Still functioning and upright, so that's a good thing. Hey, I talked to you before the show today.
Yes.
Into the second hour, we're going to make this a regular fixture on Tuesday's broadcast. Bob Chapman, obviously, if you've been out of country and just got back and you're tuning in, Bob Chapman died June 2nd, some 10 days ago. Most people are aware of it, but like I said, we have people that come in and out due to their schedules or travel plans. And Bob Chapman's shoes, I don't even know what size shoes he wore. I just knew they were gigantic clodhoppers. And to try to fill those with a Bob Chapman whatever alike, no. That would be an insult to the man's legacy and the work that he had done for all nigh on 50 years. So we're not going to try to do that. But we are going to keep the core of the broadcast. Robbie and myself, and joining us into the second hour will be our guy from Western Japan, Mr. Corbett. He's going to be with us. And also, because of scheduling conflicts, I do not believe that Gerald Celente will be joining us on air. But what I'm trying to do is clear his schedule out so he can spend some time with us every Tuesday. He's an honest guy. I like him. He's Italian. He's kind of like I am. He's kind of full of it, and he's not afraid to say what's on his mind, which I find highly refreshing, and everything boiled down, milquetoast stuff that's going on. Robbie, you told me something. We got to go to break here in 45 seconds, but you told me something interesting about some studio chairs that are being shifted around. Radio personalities.
Yes, it seems as though there's a lot of folks changing slots and affiliations, but nothing much has changed as far as content. They all sing in from the same hymn book.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got to take this break. We're coming up on it right now. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. In 3 minutes, we'll kick this one off. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, Neil Bortz, Robbie, is vacating the airwaves. He's retiring.
Yes. I believe Mike Huckabee is taking over his time slot. And I guess G. Gordon Liddy is also hanging up the earphones. And he'll be replaced by Peter Schiff.
Well, it's interesting that it is the shifting here of the chairs prior to this summer. And, Robbie, I've been keeping my ear to the ground, or as the Indians used to listen for the iron horse, my ear to the rail. I find it a little bit odd that these icons of radio, always looked at as being the conservative type,
yes,
are now leaving. And what do they do with Glenn Beck? Give him a $100 million contract.
Yes, can you believe? I mean, that just defies all logic.
Well, whatever is going on out there, are you hearing any rumblings? I'm starting to see messages being passed and forth, back and forth, and revealed to the public about bankers and their employees and. They're telling them, basically, don't plan your summer vacation. We're going to need all hands on deck. For those that haven't been cut for budgetary reasons to save our all-important profit, that the remaining employees don't take summer vacations or make plans for it because we may need you this summer. Now, I don't have that crystal ball, Robbie, and you don't either. And we don't portray ourselves as being on the inside, and please listen to us because we're the gurus and we know and see all. We do not. This is the banker's game. They are doing what they feel they have to do at any given time.
Today was a typical example of that with, you know, obviously wide gyrations in the market because nobody could figure out, you know, why the Dow made such a miraculous comeback. Up 162 points. I mean, in light of obviously the European debt situation, and today we got Fitch announcing it was slashing the long-term default ratings on 18 Spanish banks. And I guess word started filtering through that some are speculating that more stimulus is coming from the world central banks collectively.
Well, Mr. Bernanke gave testimony last week to Congress,
yes,
and he was very secretive. Basically, he said the Fed's going to take an action, but we're not going to tell you what it is.
Well, the Fed's next meeting is at the end of the month, where a lot of people suspect he will be making some sort of announcement. But as John Embry from Sprout Asset Management is suspecting that the central banks collectively are going to keep pumping money into the system just to keep the whole banking system and derivatives and world's leading economies afloat. And obviously he's warning about this, is this monetary distress can only end up in the unfortunate hyperinflation scenario.
Well, they have no other tools in their trick bag to deal with this. If truth be known, people of all countries would have asked for the demise of the banking system. Many people still do not realize how this system actually works. It's the full faith and credit, and the credit in credit we trust. This has been their game. I'm still of two minds on the blowout here with the derivatives.
Well, that's a wild card. I mean, the derivatives debt explosion is the central banker's worst nightmare.
So, all of the organizations out there, the Futures Trading Commodity Commission, FT, you know, that doesn't matter. Security Exchange Commission. Oh, we got a crook here, Bernie Madoff. You know, it's all a game, and they're covering for each other, and nobody wants to ring the alarm bell. But those that look at the fundamentals of the markets understand the fiat money game. It's maxed out. I did Mike Rivero's program for about 40, 50 minutes today. And he had me on discussing gold and silver and, you know, stuff. And I don't like being held as an expert. You know, I mean, where do you go to get your diploma and get certified as being an expert? Or don't...
Well, the simple thing to understanding gold is gold hasn't risen from $250 to $1,600. What that simply represents is that in you know, 2000, when gold was $250, that's how many Federal Reserve notes you had to hand over to buy 1 ounce of gold. And so now you've got to hand over $1,650 to buy 1 ounce of gold. So it's not that the price of gold has gone up. It's the purchasing power of the dollar has gone down. So in other words, what you could have bought for $250 in 2000, it now takes $1,650 to buy the same amount of stuff. And that's, I guess, the simplest way of explaining what gold is. Gold is, and silver, real money.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I liked what Rivero used on his show, and I explained to him, I said, you know, a lot of people, Wall Street will tell you that, yeah, you can invest in commodities. Yeah, you can buy oil shares or gold shares or silver shares, but look at this stock over here. They have never regarded gold and silver as being monetary, only for commercial use. Well, hooray for them, bad for us, good for them. They have wrung every possible dime that they can out of the system, and it is heading for absolute calamity and chaos. What they're doing right now, Robbie, is they're trying to do the soft landing until they cook up a deal to replace their current fiat systems. Notice I use plural there, systems around the world.
Sure.
So we've got to get a better handle on this and have more control. We can't have competing currencies or even competing markets, so to speak. They are trying desperately. Boy, did this blow up their plans to make a seamless effort to move us into global governance. But all for the sake of doing business, well, more readily, and you don't have to worry about exchanges and everything. This is all about the economy and commerce and doing business, so everybody relax. We're in charge. Well, the very basis of the we in charge people are the fiat money people to begin with. These are the thieves that are already in the temple, so to speak. And a few of us have been trying to overturn the tables. We've had some effect, not as much as I would like. We still have 99% of the people in this country that do not own physical gold and silver. They might have their silver or gold ETFs. They might have some paperwork someplace that says, oh, yeah, here's your claim note. Well, you know what? What was that company in Atlanta that just ripped somebody off 900 and some odd investors for over $90 million?
Oh, yeah, your typical mini Madoff scheme.
Mm-hmm. And I told people, I said, I've been telling them for years, I know this is going to sound strange to you. Years ago, I was telling people, look, we're looking at the big picture here. Your 401ks, your retirement funds, your IRAs, you know, is it better to take a 20 or 30% hit on it and save 70% versus saving nothing? Because people do not understand bankruptcy. And they might understand personal bankruptcy, but they don't understand bankruptcy on a national or worldwide scale. When push comes to shove, the governments will rein in every single dime that they can.
Now, yeah, the old adage, if you can't touch it, you don't own it.
Well, it gets even better. Yesterday, the stories finally hit the newswire about, well, how bad the economy really is, GDP versus debt. Now, some of these European countries, Robbie, 100, 110, 115% of GDP versus their output, their gross domestic product. Not a good scenario. So yesterday, what do I see? Well, the news stories finally hit that, whoa, geez, in the last couple of years, since 91, 92, there's an entire generation of wealth that has been wiped out. Now, 40%, and it's closer probably to 48 or maybe 50. But what did I hear the financial news gurus emanating out of Wall Street call it yesterday? They called it 18%. I was flabbergasted. Yeah. Oh, yes, 18% of people's personal wealth has been wiped out. Yeah. Like I said, with anything that has to do with government or government control, you can safely double that, maybe even triple it. and that falls right in that category. At any rate, got to take this break. We'll be back on the other side. We will take your phone calls as well at 800-313-9443.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Let us go to your telephone calls here. Chuck in Texas, you're first up on the National Intel Report.
Hey, buddy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All righty. I've got a question. What do you think the decouple point is? I was discussing that with some guys earlier today. We all had varying ideas. By decoupling, I mean they can do whatever they want with the price of silver, with the paper markets.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, since you guys deal in the precious metals, what's your opinion of the decouple point where you say, no, I'm not selling for that?
When you say decouple point, you're talking about it breaking away from the controls of the trendsetters every morning on the London markets?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The stated spot price, you know, versus the real price of silver, which we have quite a dichotomy right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion on, if it dropped to 24, would you sell me silver at 24?
Would I sell you silver at 24 if the spot price dropped to 24? I'm sorry, Chuck, I'm having a hard time here trying to understand exactly your question.
Okay. if, at what point, whenever they can drive the silver price down by manipulation to a dollar if they want to.
Sure. Okay.
At what point did the, as a dealer, and somebody who deals in it as our monetary basis, what point are you going to say, no, I'm not selling my silver for that, you know?
Okay.
Well, let me put it to you this way. There is one entity that is more powerful than Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, who we know is the prime paper gold and silver manipulators, acting on and behalf of U.S. Treasury. But as we saw with silver coming down from $48 2 years ago, I mean, that was caused by the CFTC in an unprecedented manner raising margin requirements on gold and silver contracts five times in as many days. That's what really caused, you know, the smackdown in silver. So the CFTC, or so we are led to believe from a recent statement by Bart Chilton, said they would have concluded their investigation of silver manipulation in 2 to 3 months. Now, whether anything is going to come of that, I don't know. But tomorrow should be an interesting day because Jamie Dimon is going to testify before Congress as to, you know, their recently announced $2 billion loss, which some estimates now to be $8 billion. And so over the next couple of months, there's a lot of interesting things that are going to develop. How they're all going to play out, my friend, I have no idea.
I think they're going to attack silver in a big way right after my opinion. They're going to attack silver at some point again to the same levels that they did when it was up at 49. I think they're going to do that again, but I want to know, we saw it locally here where some said, no, I'm not going to, you know, it's, you know, plus, spot plus, you know, and that number jumped a bunch. Is it just still crystal ball-y on when you guys would say, no, you know, right now we're selling, you know, for bullion, say spot plus 250, spot plus 3, or say 10-ounce bars, whenever you turn around and say no, it's, you know, where you just keep your ratio rising on the plus. Is there a demarcation there number? Like, they drive it to 5. You'd be out of your mind to, you know, to sell silver anywhere near that.
Right.
Yeah, no. I mean, you've also got to understand, and this is what a lot of people do not take into consideration. In 1980, when silver hit $50 an ounce, and besides the CFTC, you know, banning short sales at the time, there was a huge amount of silver that came onto the market because people were selling everything that contained silver, teaspoons, silver sets, anything that contained silver was being sold. You know, when silver was taken down from $49, there was no mass selling of silver. So there wasn't a huge supply of silver suddenly dumped onto the market. Today is different just simply because, as many have pointed out, we are consuming more silver than we can produce.
Hang on 1 second, Chuck, in case you have a follow-up. I've got to take the hard break here. 800-313-9443. We shall return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Chuck, the decoupling, that will happen. I was talking to Robbie earlier today. When it uncouples, you're going to see it skyrocket. And if
that's what I want to see.
Yeah, well, and Chuck, trust me, if they try to manipulate it even further, that's fine. Let them, because we know what's going to happen with it. And
well, I love their manipulation. Don't get me wrong. It's giving us a chance to actually buy at these levels.
That's right.
I mean, I bought all the way up. I caught the knife all the way down, and I'm still buying.
Mm-hmm.
I'll continue to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm blessed their crooked little hearts. They're actually doing us a favor. As much as we gripe about it, take advantage of it, you know, if you're a buyer.
Sure. I mean, all you got to do is just look at the basic figures. And right now, you are looking at, over the past decade, best estimates is that 13 billion ounces of silver have been mined. And according to the Silver Institute, 15 billion ounces has been used. And right now, with the price of silver at 38 bucks, it's still not valuable enough for silver to be recovered from recycling. And so for the past decade, as Ted Butler has well documented, the amount of silver that's been mined has failed to meet the demand for silver. Well. And as Eric Sprout has also said on a number of occasions, if people understood how little silver there is, silver would disappear in a nanosecond. And let's not forget, this is the guy that's been trying to buy $1 billion worth of silver.
Yeah.
And Chuck, the one thing that kept ringing through my head as you two are exchanging here, you know, I'm thinking, God, I hope they drop it. I hope they drive it down to $5 an ounce. Please let them.
Will you sell it to me for that? That's my question.
Well, No. Hold on here a second. If the market price is $5 an ounce, I'll charge you that plus spot. Okay? You know, to corner the market on something and make some fast cash, we have seen other gold and silver companies buy low, sit on it, wait, and then turn around and sell it to you at market price. I don't care if gold's going for $150 an ounce or gold's going or silver's going for $5 an ounce. We will sell it spot plus. And Robbie, you can throw a figure at that better than I can. But
well, I guess a good place to see what the market will bear is to, from time to time, go onto eBay and see what they are offering on eBay. Let's not forget that it wasn't that long ago when the U.S. Mint suspended sales of Silver Eagles, and eBay was obviously the place where everybody went to buy silver, and guys were asking, $10 to $20 over spot at that time, and they were getting it.
Yeah, yeah.
If it drops $2, Dallas Gold and Silver is suddenly out of junk. I mean, every time there's a dip, those guys don't have any. That's why I quit doing business with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just trying to figure out, the conversation we had was, at what point will these guys who are in the market selling say, there's not a chance I can sell for that?
Yeah.
And you also got to take into account that a lot of dealers that hold large inventories of gold and silver, they hedge themselves in the futures markets. You do understand that as well.
I hadn't thought of that as being part of the business model for someone selling gold and silver, and I hadn't considered that.
Yeah. Well, it's like the same reason that airliners hedge their fuel costs in the futures markets.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna get off. Let somebody else talk to you for a minute. Robbie, check your voicemails. I need a quote.
Okay, my friend.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Chuck.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I wanted to interject there while Chuck was still on, but. I was just going to say, you know, whatever, if they drive the market down, as even Chuck said, yeah, hooray for me. I take advantage of the manipulation. And I, for one, if I can see here, you got to understand there's kind of a different kind of mindset. There's two ways of thinking about gold and silver. Those that think of it as a commodity, if they see the price going down and they get the idea that, well, I'm going to take a bath on this, so I'm going to dump it. If they're looking at it from a commodity standpoint, they're making the proper decision. If they're looking at it from a money standpoint, they're making exactly the wrong decision.
Sure.
And this is the weird dichotomy that's going on in this country right now. You know, there are people out there that are holding, you know, ETFs for gold and silver. Hooray, I got the paper. somebody on somebody's say-so that I've got this stuff sitting in a vault someplace, and don't worry, that's your receipt. Come and get it. Take delivery when you want. Well, yeah. Well, it's the musical chairs game. We've talked about this before. There are way more futures that they're promising silver delivery to people than they actually have physical silver on hand. It's going to be the musical chairs game. And somebody's going to be left standing or go to sit down, and they're going to miss the seat because it's not going to be there. They're going to be flat on their keister. This is why we've always urged people to take physical delivery. And I got to tell you something. If silver starts going down, I'm putting my house on the market, and I will spend every dime out of that going into the silver market because I know where it's going to go. And this is part of the psychological game that's played with people. You got the Wall Street people telling you, oh, it's just a commodity. It's just a commodity. It's just like oil or futures on wheat or grain or whatever. That's the one way of looking at it. The way we have always looked at it, it's a place to park your money to hedge against inflation. And is inflation coming at you? Folks, it's going to come roaring at you. So how are you going to be buying your beans and your bullets next year? Only if you have something convertible back into those FRNs quickly to go in and make your purchases. But for those out there that have hung on to every piece of gold and silver they can lay their hands on, you people are going to be okay. The rest of you people have been sitting around vacillating and agonizing. You're not going to do well. You may be able to move into that market, but how much gold are you going to be buying at $3,000 an ounce? How much silver are you going to be buying at $100 an ounce?
Well, I think the reality here is you have to ask yourself this question. Central banks have been more active in the gold market in the past 12 months than they have since 1965. What is the majority of assets that central banks own? Foreign currency.
Yeah.
Dollars, yen.
Shekels, rubles, and you name it.
Rubles. Well, in the past 12 months, central banks have bought 400 metric tons of gold as compared to the previous 12 months where they bought 156 tons. So obviously the central bankers are concerned about the paper assets they have on their books. Otherwise, they wouldn't be buying this amount of gold.
I want to, before this hour ends, I want to give you folks a heads up on what the movers and shakers, and these are the people that know what's going on. We're going to give you some signs of what is coming this summer. And as far as I can see, these are spot on. It is the truth, and the facts are irrefutable. So I will make sure I make time to give you those before the end of this hour. But let me move on with the phone calls here. Sovereign Man, on number two. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi.
Right now you guys are talking about commodities and gold and silver. Now, if you think about it, in 33, wasn't the at-par value 15 to 1? And if you really look at the true value of silver, it should be at $100 an ounce. It's artificially, suppressed, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you also got to understand the central bankers are in a mini panic right now because the higher gold and silver prices go just simply reflects people's lack of confidence in fiat currencies.
Yeah, well.
And what I found rather amusing today, one of the things that gave the market a bounce was they are talking about deposit insurance guarantee for some of the failing European banks. And in order to participate in that, they are asking Spain, Portugal, and Greece to put up their gold as collateral to establish this fund, because they're doing everything in their power to stop the banks hemorrhaging money. I mean, that was the whole part of this weekend's dog and pony show about Spain getting $125 billion of new capital to shore up Spanish banks to obviously offset the massive withdrawals that are taking place.
Yeah, like 66 billion euros was pulled out of the Spanish banks. Now, this was in March. So, you know, what is this saying? No, these are not corporate entities. These are private individuals that took their money out of the Spanish banks, moved it. They're not doing that because they have confidence in the banks in Spain. Tell you what, Sovereign Man, anything else?
Yeah, this is off topic. I just wanted to give you guys a link to a YouTube channel. There is a video on there. It is, hold on, bear with me one moment.
What's it about?
It's NATO Special Forces Set the Example. That's the title.
Okay.
And it's about special forces from 96 countries focused on building the global special operation force partnership at a conference in Tampa. Now, this was posted on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And it has footage of them displaying their skills in Tampa.
Yeah, great. Hope they enjoy themselves.
Yeah,
what they don't understand, I don't give a damn who these people are and what training they have. You know, the sheer numbers sometimes will overpower and outmatch the very proficient. They're really not taking one thing into consideration. Do you think that everybody that in a position that they could do something about this, the guys with the shiny badges and the six guns, do you think they all have them locked down? They do not. What they further do not have locked down, if we have to go into some sort of severe restoration process, boy, I like that. Revolution.
I would say, how about a restoration?
There we go. I like that term a lot better because we're only putting back to right which was once right and worked pretty well for pretty much all of us. So these people, they're the one thing that I would like to impart off this brief conversation is arrogance is their Achilles heel. They don't know what they're walking into. They don't know who's going to be dropping out of their supposed lockdown matrix. They are going to be surprised. And that's all I'll say on that subject, because we know the Phoebes are listening. Hi, boys. Sovereign Man, thank you. Appreciate your call.
Appreciate it.
You know, John, I've got a front row seat here in Baja to this G20 conference that's coming up in a week from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I am amazed by the show of military and police. I mean, it is mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? This is what they want to project. This is the image, the power. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Well, they're giving you a max show right now. It's the maximum dog and pony show. And I'm laughing at this because, Robbie, enough people on this planet know what the hell's going on. They really do. And they've been looking at this situation for a number of years. If you think that freedom-loving people, not just in this country, but around the world, are going to go quietly into the night, never to be seen or heard from again, you'd better reconsider that. As I said, and I will repeat one more time and then move on, arrogance will be their Achilles heel and downfall. Bank on it. At any rate, let me get... we're running out of time in this segment. These are the boys that are over at the Economic Collapse blog, and this was put together by their staff. And their information, Robbie, has been pretty much spot on. I've read these people for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I've got a great article they had today from their, it's the top story, the economic collapse is not a single event.
Yeah, and I've got the 21 signs that this could be a long, hot, crazy summer for the global financial system. And they say the summer of 2012 is shaping up to be very similar to the summer of 08. Things look incredibly bleak for the global economy right now. Economic activity and lending are slowing down all over the planet. The fear is starting to paralyze the entire global financial system. Things did not look this bad back in the summer of 2011, and things certainly did not look this bad back in the summer of 2010. It is almost a perfect storm. Today, the global financial system is finely balanced pyramid of risk, debt, and leverage. Such a system requires a high degree of confidence and stability, but when confidence disappears and fear and panic take over, the house of cards can literally start collapsing at any given time. Right now, we're watching a slow-motion train wreck unfold, and nobody seems to know how to stop it. Unless some kind of miracle happens, things are going to look much different when we reach the start of 2013 than they do today. There are rumors that major financial institutions are canceling employee vacations in anticipation of a major financial crisis this summer. And they give you a couple examples. Kenneth Shortgen, Jr., Todd Harrison tweet, at PIMCO, ask employees to cancel vacations to have all hands on deck for a Lehman-type tail event. Todd M. Schoenberger, at Todd Harrison at PIMCO, I heard the same thing, but I also heard the same for some at J.P. Morgan. Heard it today at a hedge fund luncheon. As Shortgen points out, these are not just your average Twitter users. Todd Harrison is the CEO of the award-winning internet media company, Minionville, while Todd Schoenberger, Schoenberger is the managing principal at the Black Bay Group and an adjunct professor of finance at Cecil College. The Bank for International Settlements is warning that global lending is contracting at the fastest pace since the crisis of 08. Unemployment in Eurozone hit an all-time brand-new high. The government of Portugal has just announced it will be bailing out three major banks. Many U.S. bank stocks are being hit extremely hard. For example, Morgan Stanley stock declined by 40% over the last 4 months. Yields on Spanish debt and yields on Italian debt have been absolutely soaring. 10-year U.S. Treasury notes hit a record low on Friday because investors are scared and they are looking for safety. And this is a little excerpt out of USA Today article. Treasuries are at 1.46 because people are freaking out, said Mark Vittner, senior economist at Wells Fargo's Economics. New orders for factory goods in the United States have declined three times in the last 4 months. That is a sign that the economic recovery in the U.S. has clearly stalled. U.S. job growth in May was well below expectations, and unemployment rate has increased 8.2%. And again, folks, as I said, these are government statistics. Safely times it twice, you're probably better off timesing it by three. Economies all over the developed world are seriously slowing down right now. The following is from a recent article by Pritchard. He writes that Brazil wilted in the first quarter. India grew at the slowest pace in 9 years. China's HSBC manufacturing index fell further into contraction this past May, with new orders dropping sharply and inventories rising. Stocks in Japan hit a 28-year low on Monday. Over the past 5 years, the stock markets of Greece, Spain, Italy, Portugal, Ireland, and Cyprus have fallen off by more than 50%. Question, will we soon see similar results all over the rest of Europe? I think that is a yes. The Greek economy is literally shutting down. Just check out the chaos that unpaid bills are already causing. And just with the supply over there, Greece's electricity supply, state-owned electricity market operator, LAGI, a clearinghouse for power transactions, hasn't paid independent power producers for electricity it bought for them. They, in turn, haven't paid their natural gas supplier, public gas corporation, DEPA, which now doesn't have the money to pay its suppliers. Payment is due on June 22nd. Alas, its supplier, Gazprom in Russia, and they insist on getting paid. If not, they will shut the valve. And DEPA won't get the gas to supply the independent producers, which will have to take their power plants offline, removing about a third of the country's electricity production. It's estimated there's $273 billion of failed real estate loans in the Spanish banking system alone. In March, we talked about this earlier, 66 billion euros was pulled out of the Spanish banks and sent out of the country. That was an all-time record. That was before we even knew the results of the recent elections in Greece and in France. The numbers for April and May will almost certainly be even worse. The unemployment rate in Spain sitting at 24.4%. And for those under the age of 25, well over 50%. Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is warning that Italy may have to take drastic actions if something is not done. People are in shock. Confidence has collapsed. We have never had such a dark future, he said. Indeed, the jobless rate for the youth has jumped from 27% to 35% in 1 year. If Europe refuses to listen to our demands, we should say bye-bye and leave the euro, or tell the Germans to leave the euro if they're not happy. It now looks like Cyprus is going to be the next European nation to need a bailout. Switzerland is threatening to implement capital controls in order to stop the massive flow of money that is coming in from banks around the rest of Europe. World Bank President Zolik is warning that the summer of 2012 could end up being very similar to what we experienced back in 08. And events in Greece could trigger financial fright in Spain, Italy, and across the Eurozone. Germany's former Vice Chancellor Fischer is warning that the entire EU could fall apart over this crisis. And let's not delude ourselves, he says. If the euro falls apart, so will the European Union, triggering a global economic crisis on a scale that most people alive today have never experienced. When was the last time that we saw so much bad economic news come out all at once? 2008, perhaps? Well, it very well could be. The one thing I do know, remember that other shoe that we were talking about? Does it make a sound if nobody's around to hear it? Well, keep listening. You're going to hear it. And it ain't going to go with a thud. It'll blow your damn head off. Bob in Washington. Hello, Bob.
Hello, John. Hello, Robbie.
Hey.
Hey, John.
I think Robbie already answered this question for me a little earlier, but I'm going to run it by you again just because I'm a little dazed and confused here, John.
Okay.
Hey, you got an IOU and I got an IOU, so we swap IOUs.
Right.
Can I take my, we're banks, I can take my IOU, can I take it and trade it in for gold and silver? If we were banks or these hedge fund operators or whatever they are.
I'm assuming here that the IOU that we're switching, that there's some assets on the books that aren't baked or phony?
Well, no, it's whatever they use. we're making an assumption on that, I agree.
I don't know, Robbie, what do you think on that one?
I don't know, but I would be very reluctant to trade something of real value for an IOU.
A pig in a poke?
Well, yeah.
What's the matter? You don't believe in these credit default swaps? You know, what's the deal here, man? You know, you're losing confidence in the system, and that's what's been keeping the damn thing afloat.
Yes, I know.
Anything else, Bob?
Just one thing. You know, we got this 2012, December 21st coming up.
Yeah.
Have you read Obadiah in the Bible?
No, I have not.
Open your mind.
Well, you're telling me to open up the book, I think.
Yeah, well, okay. That too. That I ought to open your mind a little.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Bob.
Thanks, John.
All right, sir. Okay, we'll take the break. We'll be back here in just a minute, top of the hour break. We should be joined, hopefully, here. Do you Skype him or does he Skype you? You go to him? Okay, go to him and see if he's there. We'll be right back, folks.
Gold.